Ernie is coming to East Lansing. That would be Mitch Albom's acclaimed play about legendary Detroit Tigers broadcaster Ernie Harwell. In the last few years, Ernie has become the longest-running play in Detroit theater history. MSU alumnus Peter Carey will portray Harwell at his alma mater when the show comes to the Wharton Center August 19th through the 22nd. Current state contributor Russ White of MSU Today, which is heard Sundays on AM 870 WKAR, spoke with Peter Carey recently about the Tiger legend and the work's creator.
Well, Mitch did a wonderful job writing it. When you're dealing with such an iconic figure such as Ernie Harwell, so beloved and has so many stories in his repertoire, how do you do it? Well, he designed it and wrote it so that it's 9 innings of Ernie's life. And it takes place on his farewell speech, on the night of his farewell speech at Comerica Park in 2009, when he said thank you very much to everybody. So it's that evening, he's getting ready for his farewell speech, and then all of a sudden this mystical, mysterious boy shows up, and that's his title, Boy. And he coaches Ernie into telling him his life's broadcast. He coaches him and cajoles him into 9 innings of from when Ernie's 8 years old through his childhood, how he got started in broadcasting, and ending up on stage with his final farewell speech.
And what attracted you to this role?
Oh, gosh. Well, I've always been an Ernie Harwell fan, and a friend of mine, an actor friend who's an attorney, was doing the legal work for the play, and he called me up and said, hey, they're looking for an understudy. And he goes, and I know you love Ernie and you can sound like him. And so I went in and read a couple of little paragraphs of copy and of script, and they said, oh, yeah, great. Well, then I get the script, and it's 60-plus pages, and I go, wait a minute. I haven't memorized this much stuff in a long time. So it was a big challenge.
Yeah, can you give me the ear for this? Right.
Yeah, exactly.
And Peter, I'm wondering, what are the challenges of playing such an iconic figure as Ernie Harwell, whom so many of us love and are so familiar with, as opposed to playing a fictional character?
Well, that's an excellent question, because Ernie is so loved, you have to respect the man. In some people's minds, the myth, the legend, but you don't do an impersonation of him. You don't do a caricature of him. You channel Ernie Harwell, and if you're true to his belief and how he lived his life, it comes through on stage, and people love it. You can't make fun of it. You have to be honest, and there are aficionados out there that show up and go, wait a minute. Those shoes aren't right. He would never have tassels on his shoes, and so you change the wardrobe. But we have Ernie's glasses and his iconic Greek fisherman's cap, and it's fun.
And since you've got your own lifelong relationship with Ernie, is there a part of the play that's particularly meaningful to you?
The whole thing is incredible, but I get a special, call it a tingle, because that's Ernie's word, when there's a scene where Ernie talks about his first ballpark, and he says, every kid remembers his first ballpark, no matter how old he gets. And then he visualizes his first ballpark. Well, my first ballpark was Tiger Stadium as a kid, and it was Ernie Harwell on the radio, listening to 760.
And you know, Peter, you're engrossed in playing the character, obviously, but have you been able to notice some of the audience reactions? And again, for such a beloved figure, that must be heartwarming as well.
You do feed off the energy of the audience. That's one of the great things about live theater. There's this exchange between actor on stage and audience, even though there's the proverbial fourth wall. It's funny because you have these women that have these big, burly baseball fan husbands weeping on their shoulder, and they're patting them going, it's all right, honey, it's all right, because it's a very emotional play.
Is there something you've learned about Ernie that maybe we didn't know that you could share with us?
I knew he was loved by the public, and that everybody like myself probably had Ernie Harwell stories, but the magnitude of the people this man touched is phenomenal. I had a lady Sunday night after the show wait around to talk to me, and she goes, I have seen this place 7 times, and she started to tell me a couple of her Ernie Harwell stories when he came to her church, when he came to another women's function that she was at. You don't understand the magnitude of his reach until you interact with all these people.
Peter Carey is my guest. He's playing Ernie Harwell in Mitch Albom's acclaimed Ernie, coming to Wharton Center at MSU August 19 through 22. What about working with the genius that is Mitch Albom?
Oh, he's wonderful to work with because not only does he respect you as an actor, he gives you permission to try things with his content. And it's a mutual collaboration of, okay, let's try this, and then, wow, that works, or, well, not really. So that's the great thing about it. You work through it, and you make it better. If he sees something that has changed, this is our 5th year, and he made some tweaks this year to lines and things. He said, yeah, let's try this.
And, Peter, I mentioned at the top of our conversation that you're an MSU alumnus. Will it be kind of special to play Ernie at your alma mater?
That's an understatement. Oh, my gosh. Now, I don't want to date myself, but back in the 70s, there was no Wharton Center. But it's funny. When I was understudy for Ernie, the young gentleman who played the boy understudy is an MSU theater alumni. He's a theater grad here, and he's telling me all about the wonderful stuff that has taken place. And of course, I continue to visit the campus all the time, and I love what's happened. And Wharton Center, I've seen several productions there. It's a beautiful facility, and I can't believe that I am coming back and I'm going to grace that stage. That's an honor.
Well, Peter, you are one of the most successful voiceover and film talents, really, in Detroit history. I can say that. You don't have to. And like you said, you were a DJ on the radio for many years. I'm curious how, with iPods and Pandora and all things like that, how you think the industry has changed most over the years and where you see it headed.
Wow.
I know we could have a 3-day conference.
I was
going to
say
that
this is more like a weekend conference, but the technology has progressed so much in the last 10 years compared to the 30 years prior, and the rapid pace keeps increasing. You can carry a studio, a full recording studio, digital, unlimited tracks, on your laptop or your iPad now, and I can do it. I can record on the road when I'm on a live tour. Somebody will say, well, we've got an audition for you. Can you go to your hotel room and do that? Before, you'd have to find a studio, and there'd be tape, and there'd be editing, and now you can do that all on even your phone. It's scary. Wonderfully scary, but guess what? They might not need actors soon. We'll all be digital.
No. What about with all we've talked about acting and performing on and digital media? What's your advice to the young Spartans or any young people looking to get into this kind of field today?
Don't give up. You have to, we joke about it, but you have to thrive on rejection. Let's put a little baseball in it here. If you're batting 200 in your auditions in the performance world, you're doing great. I think I get one out of tens of handfuls of auditions that I go on. But when you get them, there's an incredible reward. Don't limit yourself. If you have an opportunity to try something else, do it. Get out of your comfort zone. It sounds cliche, but that's where you find your self-discovery, is when you expand your comfort zone. And next thing you know, it's on your resume, and you can say, yeah, I can do that.
I'm talking with Peter Carey, who's Ernie in Mitch Albom's Ernie Harwell. And as we close, Peter, can you maybe give us a favorite line or two as Ernie?
Well, it's wonderful. There are standard Ernie calls that people adore, and they actually cheer when we do them in the play. Ernie is about to sneak out, and the boy doesn't want to let him go yet. And he goes, please, please, do some of your calls. And so Ernie goes, grounded a trammel over to Whittaker to Evans. That's two for the price of one. Strike three looking. He's called out for excessive window shopping. So we have a lot of fun. And then his iconic verse as he started spring training down in Florida. For lo, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone, the flowers appear on the earth, the time of the singing of birds has come, and the voice of the turtle is heard in our land. Happy New Year, everybody. Welcome to spring training.
Peter, thanks so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Peter Carey is Ernie in Mitch Albom's acclaimed Ernie Harwell, coming to MSU's Wharton Center August 19 through 22. And there's a lot more information online at whartoncenter.com.
We're all behind our baseball team. Go get 'em, Tiger.
World Series bound and picking up steam.
Go get 'em, Tiger.
There'll be joy in Tiger Town. We'll sing you songs when the Bengals bring the pennant home where it belongs.
We're all behind our baseball team.
Go get 'em.
Detroit Tigers!
Go!